Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall it be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Peter betrayed the Lord three times. Then he ran away. And then Jesus died. Can you imagine the guilt Peter must have had? Plenty of us know what it's like to lose a loved one suddenly, unexpectedly. And then all we wish is that we had just one more chance, one more opportunity to say we're sorry, one more chance to tell the person clearly and unequivocally that we love them. Peter, blessed Peter, got that chance. Jesus came back to life. And in the Gospel of today's Mass, from John 21, Jesus waited on the shore while Peter swam to him. And then he sat at a fire and gave Peter the chance to tell him what Peter had so desperately wanted to tell him ever since that horrible night. Peter told Jesus that he loved him three times to make up for the three betrayals. And Jesus responded by telling Peter to feed his sheep and his lambs. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and his sheep are all his followers. And he sits with Peter by the fire on the shore. And he tells Peter to feed his followers. And this wasn't the first time Jesus had told Peter about this mission. Way back in Luke chapter 12, before Good Friday, before the resurrection, Jesus was teaching about the importance of being good and vigilant leaders. Then Peter asks if Jesus is talking to the 12 or just to him. And as usual, Jesus doesn't give a direct answer to that question. Instead, Jesus responds to Peter this way. Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? In other words, Jesus is letting Peter know that there's going to be one person, one authority, whom the master puts over the whole household. There's going to be one man whom Jesus puts over the entire community of believers, and it will be that man's job to feed them all. Who could that man be? Then, after the resurrection, sitting around the fire, Jesus makes it clear. Peter is the one. He is the one who is entrusted with the task of feeding the entire flock, the entire household of servants. Peter will be the first pope. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Jesus specifies that the servant put over the whole household must give food at the proper time. Now, of course, the ultimate food for the soul is the truth about Christ, the truth that is Christ. And the reason we have a pope is precisely so that he can guide the church in truth and preserve the church from the poison of untruth. But wait, isn't the scripture truth? Isn't the Bible truth? And aren't the past teachings of the church truth? Aren't the councils and the encyclicals and the writings of the saints truth? Isn't our tradition the truth? Yes, definitely, it is. But it's truth written down in the past, a long time in the past, mostly, and it's hard to understand. People who think the Bible is plain and simple, they haven't read through the whole Bible. And people who think the tradition is plain and simple, they don't know the tradition either. So the Lord, in his mercy, he gave us a pope, gave us Peter and his successors, so that in every age and in every place, the faithful can be nourished today by the truth that comes from Scripture and tradition. The pope feeds Christ's people their food, the truth of the gospel, in due season. He sees to it that the church doesn't fall into error by misunderstanding or exaggerating or ignoring any part of God's revelation. And those who fight the head steward and the chief shepherd of the church are fighting the structure instituted by the Lord himself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Notice how beautiful is the way that Jesus officially confirms Peter in his office. He tells Peter that he will be the chief shepherd in Jesus' place by saying, "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs." But each time before saying that, he also reminds Peter that Peter is just like everybody else, a sinner who stands in need of forgiveness. He asks him, "Do you love me?" three times, to remind Peter of the three times he betrayed Jesus. Everybody needs to remember the same thing about the Pope. He has a really important job given to him by Christ himself. But personally, he's just like everyone else, a sinner in need of forgiveness. And that's not just true of the Pope. It's true of every one of us who have any kind of authority, whether we're parents or priests or bishops or governors or presidents. But it's also true of bosses and leaders of all kinds. Before we exercise any authority, we need to remember that the authority comes from God and that we are just the same as the people over whom we have authority. We're just regular sinners, and we need forgiveness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Here's the final thing to remember. We will only exercise our authority well to the extent that we maintain a loving relationship with Jesus. Jesus asked Peter to renew his loving commitment to him before giving Peter his assignment. Because we will definitely fail in our positions unless we stay close to Christ. It doesn't matter how conscientiously we try to be good parents. It doesn't matter how hard we work to be good bosses. The truth is that we will fail unless we stay close to Christ. We will let down the people we're supposed to serve. We will betray the good of those over whom we have been given authority unless we stay close to Jesus. Only if we can sincerely say with Peter, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you," will we be able to fulfill whatever role God has chosen to give us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we get into our conversation, Our Lady has asked that we form rosary groups. What she wants is for us to invite the people in our lives to pray the rosary with us and have some good conversation afterward. But many people have never experienced this. So We've been training leaders to lead rosary groups. So I want to invite you to click the rosary group button and join one of the rosary groups we have ready to go. Now, men, many of you have already clicked the button and said, I want to be in this rosary group. And we created groups specifically for you and then sent you an invitation to sign up for that group, and you haven't responded. What can I do about you? I've done everything I can. Now I need you just to respond and join the group we created for you. So Our Lady is giving you a nudge through me. You don't want her to give you a kick. So we're heading toward Pentecost. Let's do like the apostles did. Let's gather our people around Mary so the Holy Spirit can transform us. Just click the rosary group below. So Teresa, what caught your attention with this meditation? What were you reflecting on?
It might just be that I have always struggled with authority, but I think this meditation made me realize that I've got authority kind of backwards, in the sense that this is such a beautiful depiction of authority is a not just a place of power, but a place, a different form of servitude. Do you know what I mean? That, I mean, when you think of, imagine like a truly virtuous ideal king is the country doesn't serve the king serves the country first and foremost.
Supposed
and
to.
When you have a truly good leader, it's not that they just have power over you, but they have power for you. They're there to take care of you. And I think we have the feeling now that someone who's above you is your enemy and they're over you to keep you down, and power is something for its own sake. But I think, especially reflecting on the imperfections of Peter, made me realize how often I get that sort of backwards, which, I mean, that's how we get to such feelings of scandal when we lose respect for our authority figures. But I think my reflection from this is that I need to have a different kind of respect for authority, which is seeing that they're people, seeing that Peter fell from the very beginning. It's not like the church started to, like we ran into problems hundreds and thousands of years later. Jesus with the apostles watched them fall, and he forgave them and said, I still want you to take care of my people, knowing that you're imperfect. And that's kind of long-winded, but I had a lot of thoughts on it. What about you?
Well, I was thinking back to the 1970s and 80s. There was total chaos about what the Catholic Church taught. Mm. Now, there really wasn't, but people had the idea that there was total chaos because the last official universal catechism we had was from the Council of Trent, which is a fantastic catechism.
That's a long time ago.
But that was in the 1500s. In the 70s and 80s, it was a very difficult time for Catholics because we had the wrong impression, but a very real impression that we don't know what we believe. And you had all kinds of theologians and priests and bishops and lay people contradicting each other about what we believed. And it was such a relief, a breath of fresh air, such life when, as the Pope, as the one commissioned to feed the flock with truth, when John Paul gave us the catechism, the new catechism in 1992, where you can know for certain, here's what we believe about everything. Everything.
That is such a good perspective because I've never known any different. But I have recently been reflecting on, and this really adds to my reflection on just the beauty of authority that I haven't thought about before, that we're so lucky that we do have a church with such an established, knowable canon. I mean, I couldn't imagine anything else. I know how it is even in small situations, like in a band or planning with a friend group, what it's like when you have no head. You're sort of like, hey, we're going to meet at this time. Someone else says we're going to meet at that time. Someone says we're going to do this. Someone else says we're going to do that. And nothing happens. And there is such a beauty in having one canon, one leader. Not just a beauty. It's frightening to think of anything else.
We can know with certainty what Jesus teaches about any issue concerning what we are to believe and how we are to live, faith and morals, by the catechism. Now, I wish more people would read the catechism.
You know, a while ago, I had the resolution. I was like, wow, this catechism thing is really cool. I should sit down and read this. And I didn't. But it was funny. I was with my roommate and we were just discussing something. And it just like a light came on. And I was like, why don't we just check the catechism? And it was right there. And our answer was clearly explained. And then we went, oh, I wonder what else we could learn. And we just spent everything. About an hour flipping through different parts of the catechism. It's kind of fun.
I literally waited with how do you describe just being desperate to know something? Mm. And then the catechism finally came out in 1992 in French. And I didn't read French.
Of course.
So I had to wait first. 2 more years, 94, when it came out in English.
Wow.
And I finished grad school in June of 94. The catechism came out. I spent the whole month of July, mm-hmm. 8 to 10 hours a day, reading the catechism for a month.
That'd be a good resolution. I like that.
Most people won't be able to hold that resolution.
I think it's okay. Even if you just once happen to open it up, it's better than none.
Well, but right after Pentecost, so in less than 50 days, mm. we're going to start going through the catechism.
Oh, yay.
Starting with page 1 in our rosary meditations. Mm. And we will cover the whole catechism. We're not going to do it every day in a row because we have these great saints days and feast days and other things. But if you will pray the Rosary podcast with us over the next year, you get the whole catechism.
Oh, I'm looking forward.
And it all goes back to the fact that on that shore, the north shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus gave Peter the authority to hand on the saving truth of Christ without error in every generation so that we can have it today. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.